We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, AMA, as we do every single, well, typically Wednesday. Not every single, because we didn't do it yesterday, but we're doing it today. AMA, you ask, we answer. Questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
Yeah, let's start out actually with the rare call in and give me the question to ask you guys.
Really?
Person, yes, not a social media person, but this one's from Tim the caller. Tim asks, Hurts, Harper, and Embiid. You have to have one as a neighbor, one as a coworker, and the other you just go to dinner with. What are you choosing?
Well, I think that's pretty easy. I mean, here's the easy part. Hurts for dinner, obviously, because he's the most boring. So it's a one. No, I mean, true or false?
What if there's so much in there to unpack that you want him to be your neighbor?
But,
just get it over with.
No. He's the coworker. He's such a consistent. You can count on him to come in and work and get what he's supposed to do done.
You want to have fun with the coworker.
Maybe he'll even help you out with
that's
stuff.
That's why I feel like coworker Joel. I could get to know Joel Embiid. Like, he is such an enigmatic
person. Can you trust
him
to show up for work every day?
Wow.
Wow, that is a wow. Look.
I'm just saying.
Okay, we're all taking shots everywhere. I would say this. Hurts dinner, one and done, get it out of the way. I would say Embiid.
Oh, that's horrendous.
Well, it is what it is.
I want to live next door to Jalen Hurts.
Nah,
come on, man.
No, you don't.
I can be buds with Jalen Hurts.
No, you want to really hang with Embiid. That's the guy you want next door.
Well, that's
door.
Why I want to be a coworker with him.
And Harper's the coworker. That's the order.
Harper would be the most fun.
I want Harper as my neighbor, personally.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I want to live next to Bryce.
I want Jalen.
Maybe hang out watching baseball
together.
We have
all different answers here. All right, so let's do a couple more. What do you got?
All right, that was fun. Joe, this one's for you. This is from Logs35 on Twitter. Joe, at what point did you realize you had a thing for radio, and how did you go about making it a reality?
Well, I'll just say this. There's two different elements to this backstory. So there's the me as a kid element when I absolutely wanted to, you know, I grew up listening to WIP. I mean, it was Howard, it was Angelo, it was Brookie, it was, you know, Steve Fredericks, it was Jody Mack, you know, all that. So I knew it as a kid. Now, then as I grew up, all of a sudden the dream escaped me. And I got to college, and it was completely off my radar. Perhaps I viewed it as too daunting. I really don't know. How do you do that, right? So it was totally off my radar for a number of years. I'll say this. When I was in high school, there was a play. Damn Yankees was a play at the prep. And
shout out to Damn Yankees.
Yeah, and I wasn't a theater guy.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
I think that's right. Yeah.
I know it's right.
some people from the play came to me and said, hey, there's an announcer guy in this play. Like, you Joe, you got to be the announcer. And I'm like, all right, I'll do that. Not that. So people knew that was my thing.
Did you
sports.
Like doing it?
Yeah, I was a little nervous, but it wasn't many lines, so it was pretty easy. So bottom line is people knew that was my thing. Then I was off course completely.
How did they know that was your thing?
Sports.
Did you just sit around talking about sports all the time?
You got to understand, man. I was a lot like Mozart as a kid. Like, you're way ahead of the curve.
Prodigy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Total prodigy.
People were, you know, you were selling out venues to watch you do your
thing. We're talking.
Does that mean you never shut up? You're
probably
constantly talking about, like, what happened the night before in the Phillies game, and everyone's like, please, man.
I remember trading cards with my fourth grade teacher at Penn Charter. And it was controversial in my family because they traded a Reggie Jackson card.
Whoa.
For the entire set of the 1987 NBA season. All NBA players.
Yeah, but
for one Reggie, I thought it was
NBA
a great trade.
Cards
less valuable, but I get Mike, yeah. I get Charles, I still got Kareem, I got Doc.
What do you think of
that
trade now?
A lot to look at.
I don't know. I'd have to go look in a book. I don't know.
The Reggie Jackson, man. Have you gone back and looked at what
family,
that might have been?
My family was really mad at me.
They should have been.
Well, I'm like, listen, I got Michael Jordan. All right, settle down. All right. So how did I then pick it up? I mean, without going on the whole story, I'll just say after a few months out of college and being miserable in a certain job I was in, finance in New York, boo. Then I'm like, all right, I got to figure this out. And thereafter, I embarked on, okay, what do I want to do? And I realized sports radio and a lot of parts of that story. But bottom line is it was a reawakening, if you will. Let's do one more question, James.
All right, John, this one's for you. This is from Peggy Ward on Facebook. Peggy asks, John, how's your mother doing? Months ago, I remember you saying that she had a fall. How's she doing now?
She is much better. Thank you for asking. That was Christmas Day. She fell right next to me. Wow. She was a foot away from me. Mm. She recovered. She's a tough lady.
Good.
She's 82. She recovered quickly from the concussion part. The shoulder, she's still rehabbing it, and it's healed in a way that it's fused, and she can't lift it the way she wanted to. The way she wants to be able, she's lost range of motion.
Sure.
But she's no longer in pain, and she's, you know, 82. She's good enough for what she needs to do, and we're happy that she's still with us.
That's great. All right, good stuff, AMA. With that, let's shut it down. All right, big old game tonight. Game six. Look, I will tell you, no doubt, I am excited, and I am nervous. I am really excited. And I am pretty damn nervous. I mean, this is a lot flowing through me with this one. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you doing?
Gary, 29 doing.
Whoa.
Who was that, Gary? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Gary.
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to tonight. I need a step up from the veterans, Kyle Lowry and Nick Batum in particular, because they've been there, they've done it, and that's what we need.
So, Gary, I'll tell you this. Of all the players on the Sixers, when they struggle, they are the two I have the most grace for because of how old they are. Like, yes, they've done it. I mean, they're also both at an age where almost all NBA players that played have retired. So, you know, I agree with you. I hope they can crank it up again. But you know you're getting diminishing returns the older they get. And but the Sixers are still very – look, the Sixers basically at this point are a 6.5-player team. I mean, honestly, you can count Campaign as a half a player, okay?
Offense, not defense.
Yeah. Well, not just that.
He's offense.
But not just that. Even when he plays, he really only plays for about 10 minutes. Like, this is not like a true rotation.
Gets him in, chucks
and
him up,
and
correct.
Gets out, yeah.
They really are six players now. I mean, take Paul Reed. He played 4 minutes the other day. That's not a player.
So it was probably three too many.
Yeah, that's right. So it's the two stars, Embiid and Maxey, and the four other guys. That's your team. So they rely on them, Gary.
I'm just hoping they can step it up. And
I know.
I mean, especially Batum, the defense. I mean, he's been awesome with the defense. I mean, he's just smothering Brunson, and it's what it comes down to. I mean, and how about some effort on the glass again take care of business.
Gary, give me an answer for a fictional rivalry.
Hatfield and McCoys.
Not fictional. It's actually real.
Right. Really?
Yeah, Hatfield and McCoys were a real thing, I believe, in the 1800s.
Hmm.
Let's go to Bernadette right now in Maple Shade. Hi, Bernadette.
Good morning, team. Rhea, how's everybody doing today?
Doing well.
We're all good.
You ready for the big game tonight?
Very much so.
I think they will have a really big chance on getting to the next round as long as they step up their game. The defense really needs to step it up a bit.
Listen, Bernadette, you brought up a great point. I mean, we know it, but let's just drill down on it. The Sixers can do this, you know? Yeah. And I'm not talking just tonight. I'm talking this series. Like, when they were in a 3-1 hole, I was very clear on Tuesday morning, I believe it was. While I was very down, we all were, I said very clearly, I thought the Sixers had a better shot of emerging from a 3-1 hole than just about any team I'd ever seen.
You did say that. You even said it before game, what it would have been, four, saying this is not a must win. Even if they lose, I still think they can come back from 3-1. You've been consistent.
I do believe that. I do. Now, I will say this, Bernadette. It's very rare in Philly sports. I think the Flyers have done it, but I am certain.
Well, the Flyers have obviously done it. They were down 3-0.
Oh, that's true. You know, the Phillies never have, and I don't know if the Sixers have.
Sixers are 0-17 when they are down 3-1 in a series.
Yeah. Well,
I have felt that way, the way that you feel all along, but the Knicks have been better than I expected. The Knicks,
they are.
Every step of the way, have validated themselves with the way that they've played, with the way that they've played together, with the toughness, with, you know, just the unity. It comes across in the way that they, they're cohesive.
Bernadette, it's a big game. It's a big spot in Philly sports right now. It really is.
Yeah, and they really have to stop it with the turnovers. I mean, that's what kills them when at a good spot, and then they, you know, turn the ball over to the other team, and it's like, what the heck are you guys doing?
Look, I agree, and it's a great call. I think it's fair to say that without the turnovers in Game 5, they would have won it fairly comfortably. In the end, it wasn't comfortable at all, but they got it done. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll talk to the King, Howard Eskin, at 8 o'clock today. Also, Stephen A. Smith, with some stuff he said yesterday about the Knicks and specific Knicks players, I'm hoping this stuff gets in their head. I'm looking for any edge the Sixers can get, and I want a rattled Knicks roster after that loss in Game 5. More on the Phillies, more from A.J. Brown. Some good stuff that he said the other day. And Joe Conklin, not one, but two. A double banger today from Conklin. It's all up ahead on 94 WIP.
I can't wait for summer. Talking about lazy afternoons, weekends down the shore, long days, short sleeves. It does not get any better than that. But hot summer temperatures can do a number on our ACs. And when they break down, we need them repaired within hours, not days. So do what I do. Make the most of summer. Relax, knowing that if anything happens to your AC, Horizon Services has you covered. Horizon offers same-day service from their expert technicians who you can trust to get your AC running again. Plus, get next-day installation on a home AC from Horizon Services and all the work backed by their worry-free guarantee. So on those summer days, just a little too hot to be outside, stay cool and comfortable inside thanks to Horizon Services. It'll be easy for me to relax this summer knowing
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
An absolutely monumental game tonight. I mean, I know it's not, you know, the NBA Finals or the Conference Finals, but the Sixers have been trying to get that boulder up the hill for a long, long time now. They embarked on the process 11 years ago. They've made the playoffs now 7 straight years, which is impressive. But we know they haven't gotten out of the second round, and this is one of the rare cases where they might not get out of the first round. Look, it's a fascinating matchup. It's been one of the most compelling series, frankly, I think we've ever seen. mean, when I think of the great series in Philadelphia sports history, I mean, obviously the Phillies and the Astros in 80. I was too young to have, you know, absorbed it live. I was 2 years old. But Phillies-Astros generally considered the best series we've ever seen in Philly sports.
It's considered one of the great series in baseball history.
It is.
What, four out of five, I think, went to extras.
That's right. You know, you got, obviously, the Sixers and Raptors in 01. You know, you got the Sixers and Bucks in 01. Although I'd say Sixers-Raptors was even better than Sixers-Bucks. Flyers and Edmonton in 87, you know, was a classic seven-game series. I mean, this thing just... It feels like it should be a seven-gamer,
Joe,
but the Sixers got... What?
That's my whole thing. I feel like this has to be a seven-game series. Like, I don't remember a series in recent years where I was like, this deserves a seven-game. Yeah. Like, this... It feels unfair, just for the series itself to not go seven.
Yeah, so look, I mean, we'll see. Now, I'll say this. Speaking of deserves, and I don't use the word deserves too much because I don't think too much is really deserved in life. Like, you know, go earn it, go take it. But I will say this about the fans in the stands issue. I think the players deserve 20,000 Sixers fans. They're not going to get 20,000 Sixers fans, but look, those guys have been busting their butt the whole season, in many cases, the whole career. And, you know, I think it is a bummer for them that, you know, there will still be, despite the excellent job stepped forward by Josh Harris and the Sixers ownership group yesterday, and credit to them for doing that, okay? But it's still only going to be a partial solution. You know, the reality is there will be Knicks fans there. It will be an environment that will be something. I mean, it's going to be a lot, you know, and I feel bad for the players that it's – look, John, we've seen the Eagles
have – I don't feel bad for the players.
I do.
This is why you play.
No,
man.
But I feel bad for them that it's not 100% Sixers.
Oh,
I do.
Okay. Sometimes it's good to hear people, you know, saying negative stuff.
You know what's
getting
best?
Getting your
home court advantage. True home court advantage is best.
But they can dictate the reaction.
They can.
I mean, the Sixers,
play
it's all
the
in
right
their
way,
hands.
You silence them.
Yep.
That crowd.
Right.
You play tough, you silence them.
So here's what Dr. J put out on Twitter yesterday. Doc says, come out and support our Sixers on Thursday. Our Sixers fans are the best and will prove it Thursday. Guys, go fight and win on Thursday. By the way, when he said guys, I think he meant the players. You know, he's not saying fans in the stands, right?
Yeah, no. Okay. I don't think he's promoting fights in the stands.
All right, guys, meaning players, go fight and win on Thursday. And he signs it. I like this. This is a boss move. He signs it. Doc. All right, let's go to the phones.
I love Doc.
Oh, and
that commercial,
man.
You haven't seen it.
I haven't.
The commercial is hilarious. Maybe the funniest commercial I've ever seen. I laugh out loud every time it's on.
Well, I ain't seen it tonight.
I can't get over you that you haven't
tonight,
experienced.
You down there?
Going to the game.
Yeah!
So I'm
nice.
Trying to do my part. Now, full disclosure, all right? Here's the full disclosure part.
You ain't paying for the ticket.
I have a press pass, okay?
Yes.
I'm not one of those stepping up for myself, but I am stepping up for Amy. Bought a ticket for her yesterday. Now, here's the deal. We got the cheapest
ticket. Are you going to sit separately from Amy?
Probably. Yeah.
I have
it
to.
Seems
oh,
that way.
No.
So
well, good for Amy.
We got, yeah.
Good for Amy.
How about good for me doing my part?
No, Amy's the one representing by herself in the stands.
Yeah, but
Amy's
I'm the
one who
shout
bought
out
a
to
ticket.
Amy.
But I'm the one
good
paying for the ticket.
Amy only.
Way to go, Amy.
All right, so here's the quick reality on the economics of the ticket, because obviously that plays into the storyline of fans in the stands, the whole deal. So it's the cheapest ticket you can get. It's up in that Liberty whatever section, like that standing room only at the very, very top thing. That thing they created a couple of years ago, by the way. So the ticket, $137. And then by the time all the fees are done, it's unbelievable. After all the fees are done, the total is $192. Cheapest ticket you could get.
Wow.
So
$200 is the cheapest to get.
Yeah.
And that's standing room.
And that was yesterday, probably around noon or something like that. All right, let's go to the phones. It's a big day in Philadelphia sports. Up ahead here, we'll get to some audio from Stephen A. Smith, who yesterday, obviously, as both broadcaster but Knicks fan, laying into the Knicks in a way that I hope it's getting in their heads. Listen, I think those guys are damn battle-tested, the New York Knicks. I give them credit. But I do want them to have kind of shaky legs and shaky heads tonight. And maybe the way they lost Game 5, maybe, will give the Sixers an edge that they're still rattled by what happened. Also, a double banger from Conklin. Not one, but two different things he put together for us today. And I am very confident that you will love it. Let's go to the phones. Malik in Mount Airy right now. Malik, good morning, buddy.
I'm doing great. I tell you what, you said Rojas was killing the Phillies. I wouldn't say that anymore. He's doing pretty good now.
Sure is. By the way, so is Whit. Got to give credit to Whit Merrifield. You know, his average is up to like two. 30-something?
Maybe we shouldn't have freaked out about a guy who's been in the league for like 12 years or whatever in his first week here.
And I'm not saying 230 is good, Malik, but from where he came from, it's a big advancement.
Yes, yeah, he's moving in the right direction. That's all I want. You progress as the season goes forward. And the Sixers, listen, I'm not worried about whether or not Knicks fans are – listen, if you do your job, they have nothing to cheer for. Do yep. your job. Don't yep. worry about what the Nets fans.
Because
guess
right
what?
Out.
Listen, I guarantee you the Philadelphia Eagles have played in stadiums. It's I've heard from every single sports person. Their best sound is silence when somebody's cheering.
Nothing more satisfying than that.
And I listen, do your job. We ain't got to worry about that.
All right, Malik.
Now,
yep, go ahead.
I got a quick question for you, John. What grinded your gears more? The person that came into camp that you knew you're coming into camp and you're out of shape, or the person that's in camp that's dogging it?
Hmm. Ooh. Well, dogging it in camp means you're going to get cut, so I don't have to deal with you anyway. Like that, it doesn't normally happen that you're going to dog it.
Well, sometimes good players do who aren't going to get cut.
Oh,
though.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Jeff
George?
Yeah, elite guys coming in and thinking okay. they don't have to do anything. Yeah. A lot of times that would take the form of they're sitting in the training room, taking up a table, not worrying about practicing. I did despise that.
I'm sure you did.
But the idea of showing up, I mean, that's what the entire offseason is for. You're supposed to be with your teammates during the offseason. By my standard, you know, they have a program in the city that you're playing in where an off-season program, practices, lifting, running with your teammates. I want my teammates there. And I sometimes the big-name guys, they don't feel the need. And, yeah, that bugged me. But you need to show up in shape. That's what matters the most to me because it means that you value your teammates, you value the purpose of what the team represents.
Hey, Malik, give me a big answer for Phillies Mets tickets, a fictional rivalry.
So I'm going to go with his actual name was Max Eisenhart, and his opponent was Charles Xavier, which would be Professor X and Magneto.
Yeah.
Which movie is that, James?
It's X-Men.
X-Men, okay. And is that a good answer?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, it's one of those. Yeah, and it's one of those that doesn't go past rivalry, okay. But I think it's a rivalry. I mean, they've known each other their whole lives. They were, you know, friends once upon a time and okay. then became enemies.
When he said the heart thing, I was wondering if he was saying, wasn't there a movie Lionheart?
I believe yes. so, actually.
Wasn't
yeah.
that one of the.
Wasn't that Jean-Claude Van Damme?
That's what I thought. Because
so,
that genre of movie lends itself to these answers.
Like Kickboxer and those
yes.
type of things. Yeah,
100%. I mean, there was some good stuff. And who was the other? Seagal, right? He would be in some of those type of movies.
Lionheart, 1990, Jean-Claude.
Yeah. All right, so I think I've got the right bell ringer, meaning maybe not the one that they will choose, but the one they should choose. Tell me if I can get a cosign on this. I don't know if they've ever done it. This would be the time to do it. Active player, Tyrese Maxey, bell ringer tonight.
Ooh.
Not messing around. Not messing around.
I love that.
I'm looking for the crowd in a freaking frenzy right at the start. Tyrese, right over there, man. 20 feet. Go ring the bell. Walk back 20 feet.
Has that ever happened?
And don't stop
ringing
it.
I don't think so.
It.
But
just
I don't know.
Just start banging that thing. Bang, 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 right. bang, bang. Yeah!
Right?
Bang it some more. Just lose it.
And then throw the freaking thing
and
down.
Get
break
out
it.
There.
Throw
yes.
it at the Knicks. You know, like.
I don't think you're allowed to do
over
that.
Over at the bench. Yeah.
So you like that idea?
Get it started right.
I love that
solid.
Idea. Right. Fully in on, so, right. on Maxey. I don't think anyone else could get the crowd as jazzed as if they announced Maxey doing it.
All right, so maybe the Sixers are here and maybe they'll do that. Maybe the Sixers listen to WIP. So. Let me go back to yesterday because I have a theory, and John, I need your ruling on this. I have a theory that Elliott's tweet from a couple days ago saying that Josh Harris should buy the tickets for game 5, and then what James said yesterday, which we played about 7 or 8 different times because he cursed in the midst of playing, and we had to play a dumped version eventually. My theory is that if Elliott and James had not put that out there, the Sixers ownership group would not, and look, credit to them for doing it, but would not have otherwise bought the 2,000 tickets that they bought for Sixers fans for tonight's game. Let's first go back to what James said yesterday. If you missed this, this is an all-timer. We obviously can't play the hardcore F-bomb that Seltzer put out there. We got to bleep it. But this was a funny moment. It will live for all time in the history of our show. Yep. And my theory is that this moment spurred the Sixers to proper action.
Best tweet of the night.
Right? Say it, James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give them to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude. Like, own your... Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah.
All right. The best ever.
Man, you know,
it's this part.
It's the first time.
This part.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's the greatest part.
I'm just like, oh, no.
First and second time I've heard it today. I don't know. Do you say, oh, my goodness, a lot?
No.
I didn't think so either.
Oh, no.
That's a rarity.
Well, it's
just
so 1920.
That's
like,
from you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, the other thing's a rarity, too, for what it's worth.
James, the funniest thing I saw yesterday on Twitter was when the announcement started making the rounds on Twitter that the Sixers ownership were buying it. They were quote tweeting you.
Good.
As James Seltzer said.
Look, James, I give you credit. I give you and Elliot credit. All right, John, I need a ruling. You're a smart guy. You're Stanford educated. John Ritchie, in your intelligent opinion, do the Sixers owners buy 2,000 tickets if Elliot and then James don't do what happened yesterday?
I don't think they do.
I don't either.
I think Jimmy had an impact.
I do too.
And great job.
James, you might be the reason why the Sixers advance. James, you could be a hero guy.
You're doing your part.
Wow. Well, that would be quite a turn from how I felt when the moment
happened. I'm telling you. That's what I think. Let's go to Derek in Paola. Good morning, Derek.
What's up, gang?
Hi, Derek.
I was going to talk about something, but your comment about going to the game, I want to ask Rhea a question.
Yes.
Would you go to the game with your boyfriend if y'all wasn't sitting together?
See, I would, because there's different places I can go to.
Well, I'm saying you work for W. I'm saying if you didn't work for WIP and all that.
Oh, if I didn't, no, I would. I wouldn't like to go to a game by myself.
Well, Derek, what do you want me to do? I can't get her into the press part, and like, what do you want me to do?
Buy a ticket. You got the money, man. Buy a ticket.
Yeah, man, but I already got. Yeah,
but you could go hang with her.
I already got a freebie.
You are sort of leaving her out there. You're leaving her out to dry.
Come on, man.
And he's saying it's not like she's sitting courtside. He said he bought the cheapest ticket he could buy.
Correct.
Are you a gentleman or not? Like, would you lay your coat on the ground for your beloved to walk across the puddle or
like,
not?
Yeah, I'm LL Cool J, man.
I don't think you're doing
that
right now. You're saying, hey, you go sit up in the standing room only, and I'm going to hang out here right down by the court.
Settle down.
You need to
relax.
Put a ring on. You need to put a ring on that one, man.
Oh my God!
Here we go again.
Here
we go.
A lot of women not going to do that, bro. I promise you, man. Shout out
As
to her. Shout out to her. But anyway, why the game coming on at 9:00 tonight?
Because there's another game, and they don't want them to overlap.
But they was like that. They still like that the whole playoffs.
Yeah, but that's when there's
games on NBA TV.
But Derek, that's when there's three games.
Yeah,
and this is two games, so they don't want. Listen, I get it. It makes sense.
By the way, there's a real possibility that 9:00, and it'll be like 9:10 or whatever, but that is wishful thinking
because they've
been pushing these games. Like, if the first game goes at all long, like, this could be a 9:30, 9:45 start. It could be late.
That's right.
Yeah. They're saying Philly fans stand up, but it's more like stay up tonight.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Derek, give me an answer here for a fictional rivalry. AJ? Give me the AJ Brown point you got.
So
what
with
you got?
AJ, I'm kind of relieved that he signed. But one thing I will say about his call when he was talking about that, like, I feel like we like bash these guys and we like dive into their personal life and stuff like that. And I guess the way that he's wired, he called in trying to like stick up for himself, and he was like trying to call people out. It's a hard line to walk because we're not in them shoes. Because it's crazy with the social media.
I agree.
Saying, like, him and Jalen aren't friends no more. Like, he's the godfather of his kids. So it's a lot of stuff that goes on that we kind of like dive into.
I hope that everyone is aware that Jalen was in the auditorium for that press conference. And again, we didn't do a lot of covering of the press conference.
No.
So maybe that story isn't out there the way it should be. But that's a press conference. You don't normally see other players hanging out in the press conference.
It was a great move by Jalen being there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That meant
I was
a
relieved.
Lot.
Yeah.
Relieved.
No, I agree. Derek, give me a big answer on fictional rivalry.
I got two of them. I'm going to go.
No, one. You get one.
I know. I'm going to go in your wheelhouse. I'm going to go Rocky and Apollo.
Oh, that's an interesting
that's a
answer.
Big answer. Because they do, but they become friends.
They do, but it was.
Oh, it absolutely was. There's
I mean,
no question.
Apollo in Rocky 2 is calling him out. He's calling him a chicken and everything just to get him to fight. That's a good answer. That's a really good answer.
Chicken.
Yeah, remember that? The Italian chicken. That's what he calls them, the Italian chicken. Speaking of answers, we got an answer from A.J. Brown that I absolutely, absolutely loved the other day. And it was, I believe, the first answer in the press conference. You know, listen, A.J. Brown, I think he's a lot of things. One is incredibly likable. And two, what you hear in this answer is incredible humility and gratefulness for someone who, you know, to say in society made it. You know, like not everyone makes it to that level. And he's aware of it, and he's appreciative of it. Listen, A.J. Brown, he's asked a question about what it's like to get not one but two massive contracts in just the last couple of years, and you can tell he is really grateful.
It's been a huge blessing. You know, I've just been saying that over and over. I'm just so grateful. I'm really don't have the words for it, honestly. Just God just been having his favor over my life. You know, since I was little, and, you know, it's tough to understand at times, you know, and I ask myself, why me, you know, from, like, my state, you know, from my home, you know, my family, you know, like why God picked me, you know, and sometimes I don't understand it sometimes, and this is another one.
It's a really fascinating answer, John.
That got really deep.
Got really deep. He went on and on and on more, but that was the heart of his answer. It's a fascinating answer. Humility, why me?
I love that. You know, yep. I love that A.J. Brown, A.J. is the type of guy, like, you can get in that sort of philosophical discussion with some guys, and really that makes a great locker room. I'm leaping ahead here, but this seems like inconsequential in some circles, I'm sure, but that thoughtfulness, that does translate to being a better teammate. If you can be thoughtful and put yourself in others' shoes and be
empathy and all that,
empathetic. Really, it makes a difference. And here's a guy that we thought just couldn't read the room on several occasions. I think that was ignorant of us.
Well, so maybe, maybe not. I mean, one thing that struck me, let's get to the answer he gave on Jalen Hurts.
He has been immature.
He's learning.
He
has. He's growing.
He's learning.
You know, I said that.
I think that's
more
true.
Mature.
You know, he said something about Jalen Hurts when he, and again, Hurts was there. It was great that Hurts was there. He said something about Jalen Hurts. It struck me as, it's fascinating on a lot of levels. He talks about how they push each other. And I just wondered if maybe the way A.J. Brown pushes Hurts, sometimes Hurts doesn't like. I don't know. I don't know, okay? Let's listen to the answer A.J. Brown gave on Jalen, because he was asked about playing with Jalen, obviously, after they had been such great friends prior to, you know, being able to play together. Here's the answer he gave about Hurts the other day.
What's it been like having him as a teammate after being friends with him so long?
It's been everything. It's been everything, man. Like I said, we've just been pushing each other, you know, enjoying life, you know, enjoying life, enjoying the journey of everything, you know, and like I said, most importantly, pushing each other to be great, because ultimately that's what we want to be.
I mean, it's good stuff.
I hope they are.
Yeah, I do too.
I really hope they
are. And it's good that he said enjoying life. Enjoying life is a key thing there.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise it could be perceived like maybe when they push each other, maybe.
There were times last year it didn't seem like they were enjoying
life. It did not. It did not. So.
And to your point, when one pushes the other, sometimes the other doesn't like it. That's okay. That's totally fine.
I mean, clearly Donovan did not like when T.O. in the Pittsburgh game in 04 was barking in his ear. Like, and all T.O. was doing was trying to push him. Uh-huh. And T.O. didn't like it. I mean, Donovan didn't like it.
Sometimes
so,
you don't like it.
Sometimes you don't.
Okay.
Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Sixers, obviously, the main thing here today. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. To ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who's most likely to step up and be the Sixers' third best player tonight? We got the obvious four choices after Embiid and Maxey. Four choices in alphabetical order. Batum, Tobias Harris, Kyle Lowry, Kelly Oubre. Who do you think steps up? I don't know where this vote's going to go, because they've all done it at times. Who's most likely to do it tonight? You can vote on that. Also, who
feels like it's been so long since Oubre has done those special things.
I agree. Because he's a guy that can score 30. Of that group, he's the guy most likely to score 30 points.
Oh, yeah.
Or 27.
He's the most talented, like today, right now.
Correct.
The most talented.
He is.
Well, and youngest, sprightliest.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, the other three are pretty old. Two of them are ancient.
I mean, two of them, yes. I mean, what the 38.
Right.
Kyle, like, he's our age almost.
I know.
He's more our age than the other guys on the court mostly.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. The other poll question, who wins tonight? The Sixers or the Knicks? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines as well. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. We're also going to get to some Stephen A. Smith audio shortly. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, good morning, folks. Joe, I'm going to give you a suggestion for your presidential campaign in 2044 or whatever the goal for the year is. Mm-hmm. If you run on the platform of eliminating the junk fees with the tickets on the secondary market, you will win. Those things are out of control. I deal with it all the time with the Eagles because I like to go to a lot of the games, but I don't have season tickets. It's insane the way they rack those up.
Well, it's kind of like the bill you get on your TV bill. Like, it's like $99 for a bundle, and the next thing you know, it's $250 when it's all said and done.
Yeah,
now, granted,
you
had the Netflix and the HBO, but like somehow you got like your sports fee and you got the regional
fee. And then
fee.
You get the convenience fee. It's like, how is it convenient that you're charging me more money?
Me.
Right. And then it's all taxed extra. Like, what is going on here? How did $99 become $250?
The delivery service fees, you could order an $18 pizza and you look down and it's $35.
Yeah, that's another. Another one.
I mean, I'm now particular about what if they don't charge a fee, I'm more than likely to order from there.
I will say this. I recently, upon noticing that a little bit more, I'm trying to crack down.
Yeah.
Because it really is. I mean, sometimes you can just drive, 5 minutes and get the
totally.
Food. Yeah. All right, Drew, what do you
sometimes
got?
Sometimes those fees are double digits.
I know they are.
Double digit, like, convenience fees just to have it delivered. That's,
and then you're tipping on top of it and all that. It's crazy.
All right, Drew, big game tonight. Talk to us.
Yeah, so Sixers, I feel pretty good. I found that, you guys know, I like the stats. I found a statistic that was interesting that I just wanted to share with you guys. I think, obviously, it'd be naive to say Embiid doesn't have a massive impact, but I really think the key tonight is Maxi. I was looking back at something. The last 3 years in the playoffs, the Sixers, 7-1 when Maxi makes 5 or more 3-pointers in the playoffs, 8-12 when he doesn't. So that's my magic number. I need a big Maxi game. I need at least 5 3-pointers from him. I just want him to be aggressive early, just be a dog, just be an alpha. I still, if I'm being real, don't feel amazing about us winning the series, but I think we can win tonight. And, make, that like a tight building Saturday night for Game 7.
All right, Drew, give me an answer for a fictional rivalry for the Phillies-Mets tickets. What do you have?
You got it. I'm going to drop a good one. The Montagues and the Capulet.
Whoa.
That's
awesome answer. Outstanding.
That's massive.
Doesn't it feel like, to Drew's point, that we have been aggressive early in every single one of these games? Like, we do get out to leads. We jump out.
You want to fact
check? Our first quarters have been phenomenal.
Well, right, and it typically changes when Joel goes off the floor. So I'll be very interested if Paul Reed gets a minute tonight. Or is Nicholas Batum the backup center? I would make Nicholas Batum the backup center. I've seen enough. Here's a fact. I'm going to give you two facts. Fact one, and everybody knows this, the Sixers have lost 3 of the 5 games in the series. Fact two, the 76ers have held a 9-point lead in every game in the series.
They also have more points overall.
9 points or more.
They're also, +2 on the series, the Sixers, or -2, however you want to look at it. They've scored 2 more points this series than the Knicks.
I mean, I think we're just at the point where I just can't trust Paul Reed even for 3, 4, 5 minutes. I just can't do it. I got to go Batum. Like, here's the deal. I'll live with, and who knows who's on the floor at that point. Is it Hartenstein or Mitchell Robinson?
Huh? I think Batum can stay with those guys.
He can.
Yes.
You know why? Because they're not great centers.
Yes, and they're not like these monsters. Like, they're tall, but they're not like Joel.
Yeah. Look,
you know?
Look, and I'll say this. You got to live with the fact, I hate to say it because it's annoying, you might see the Knicks get an extra offensive rebound or 2 or 3 in that stretch. I'd rather deal with that than deal with freaking Paul Reed just doing Paul. I can't do it. I can't do it. I mean, I'm at the point where it's a who-do-I-trust moment. Who do I trust? I trust Batum. I don't trust Paul Reed. Right. So that's it. But I will say this. Back to how we started the show today. To me, this whole thing will primarily still come down to Embiid. I believed it before the series. I still believe it. The reality is, as great as Maxi was the other day, and he's great, and maybe this will be his show moving forward at some point, this is supposed to be 2 is greater than 1. It is supposed to be Embiid and Maxi are greater than Brunson. That's the heart of the matter. It's supposed to be the heart of the matter. Now, maybe it won't be. Maybe all the other Knicks role players outclass them, and so far they have. But if Embiid can summon it, then the Sixers should win. I don't know that he can. Obviously, I hope that he can. He's extremely
– he's going to have to summon a lot more than just Joel Embiid. Yeah. It's the crowd. The crowd contributes tonight.
That's right.
Tyrese Maxey has to take that massive step like he did in Game 5 if we're going to even have a chance.
Speaking of...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Joel is so compromised. His mindset is so compromised. That is something that only he can control.
Yeah.
If he gets his head straight... We will have a better chance, ultimately, this postseason.
Speaking of this game,
the crowd can help us win. The crowd can lift this team for this game.
But
there will be
Knicks fans in that crowd, even though the Sixers have bought tickets to give to fans, which is great. But there will still be Knicks fans. Both the Knicks fans in the crowd and Joel trying to summon it will both find their way into what we have of Conklin coming up in just a moment. Let's get to Stephen A. Smith right now. You know, one of the things I'm hoping for, and I can't say I'm predicting because I do think the Knicks are pretty damn mentally tough. I mean, let's remember three of those guys won championships in college. But there are times in sports, and of course you can weigh in on all this at 215-592-9494. There are times in sports we have seen it. We have seen it. Where struggles beget other struggles. I mean, I think Johan Rojas in the playoffs is an example last year. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, by the time Game 7 happened, he was at his absolute worst because Game 6 had happened and 5 and 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. It was a compounding effect. And certain sports lend themselves to that. Maybe basketball less than others. But the reality is, man, if you suffer the kind of loss the Knicks suffered the other day, with some players making specific errors that either were at the end of the game or earlier portions that contributed to that loss, that can get in an athlete's mind. And one of the things that I'm hoping for is that the Knicks are mentally struggling to prepare for 6 and theoretically 7 based on what happened in 5. Let's go, because, guys, they got crushed. They got crushed yesterday in New York City. I mean, the newspapers, the radio stations, and then obviously all around America.
Crushed.
Guys, there had never been in the history of basketball, pro basketball, a loss of a team that had a 6-point lead with that few seconds left
with
in the game.
It's never happened.
It had happened with 5 points, but it had never happened with 6 points.
People are talking about firing Thibodeau if they lose this series.
Well, that's too far. But,
I agree, but that is a discussion that is being had
correct.
By real people.
And listen, Devin Booker, there's talk that he wants to go play for the Knicks, and I brought this up the other day. You know, if they get Devin Booker, they're going to trade Josh Hart, they're going to trade DiVincenzo.
Well, there was a report saying they'll give up anything to get Booker with Brunson. They'll do whatever it takes.
So I want all this stuff in their minds so they're not on the best mental ground to enter battle tonight. Now, one thing that I really liked that I heard yesterday, Stephen A. Smith, who is a Knicks fan, and obviously from ESPN.
Unabashed. He predicted the Knicks would win this series in 5.
Wow. Well, he was wrong.
Yes.
Of course, I was wrong, as I predicted the Sixers would win in 6, and that can't happen. But I love Stephen A. Smith cutting into the Knicks because I want this to burn deep in their brains and hurt them. Let's just start with this, because Stephen A., this is national TV yesterday, and he's laying out how this was an all-time playoff disaster.
What the hell do y'all think happened? You had a 6-point lead with 28.6 seconds left. How the hell you lose that game?
All right, so, that goes for the whole team, obviously. Then he starts going, one by one, and now it's like, all right, let's put Mitchell Robinson, who's, he's had a nice series, pretty good player, but let's get this guy mentally frayed, because this guy messed up.
Mitchell Robinson, who perpetually clumsy, showed his clumsiness yet again, giving up a 3-pointer and 1 to Tyrese Maxey right there. What an absolutely idiotic play on his part. Just brain dead, for crying out loud.
He's getting crushed. And by the way, I think he's the guy. I don't know his makeup. Let me be clear. I've never even heard him speak. I mean, that I remember. But he's the guy of everybody on that team that had a mistake that I could see being the most mentally weak approaching tonight, because how do you foul a guy and create a 4-point play when you have a 6-point lead.
Honestly, I mean, he shouldn't have been on the floor. Like, I'm serious. Have wings on the floor to defend that. You know they're going to shoot a three.
Oh,
like, that was
God.
Crazy that Mitchell right. Robinson's out there defending on right. the line was crazy.
All right, so now Josh Hart, I think he's pretty mentally tough. I mean, we've seen his career, but let's hope he gets on shaky ground tonight.
Josh Hart, make both free throws. Make both free throws, Josh Hart. I mean, it's bad enough you're damn erratic most of the time. You're very erratic most of the time. You're not shooting with accuracy. I know he plays hard. I know he's a workhorse. I got mad love and respect for him. But the bottom line is that, you know, damn it, on too many occasions, too damn erratic. Just too erratic.
This is great.
No one made their free throws.
One day ago, they would have been like, right. Josh Hart's the king of New York.
But James, Nick Anderson stole the ball from Michael
no
Jordan
doubt,
and was the king of Orlando. And in the next series, he missed 2 free throws in game 1 in the finals, and his career was never the same.
Literally.
We've seen guys whose careers have gone off. Now, listen, guys, as a Villanova fan, I'm not rooting for Josh Hart's whole career to fall apart.
Just now.
Just for the next couple days.
His season to fall apart, okay?
All right, then, because, you know, Stephen A. is not done. He's taking a bite out of everybody on the court. When Maxey hit that final three of regulation, how none of them fouled them, and Stephen A's going after that.
You know, you McBride and Tom Thibodeau is screaming at you to foul. But you don't hear them or whatever. You don't know better. All of a sudden, you get brain locked.
I love it. Like, Jen, I know you were a block out the noise kind of guy. That was, I mean, God bless you. But not everybody's wired the way you are. And it could get in the heads of some of these dudes to throw them off a bit. One more from Stephen A.
Is it Thibodeau or Thibodeau?
Dude.
If anyone knows how to say his name, you'd think it would be Stephen A. Smith. He just said Thibodeau.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
It's Thibodeau, isn't it?
Dude, I've heard announcers say Thibodeau and Thibodeau.
Me too.
Come on.
I feel like Ian Eagle and Grant Hill are saying
both
different things in the game.
I know. Which is the right answer?
Iguodala.
Exactly.
Iguodala.
No.
Iguodala.
I know. That's the right answer.
But
Iguodala. So what's the right answer?
I'm very with you.
All right, one more from Stephen A. Because even Brunson, who's had a great, great season and obviously a great series, but Stephen A's got him in the crosshairs.
Jalen Brunson, what the hell were you doing in overtime? 8 of the team's 10 shots? 8? He forgot he was a point guard. He forgot he had teammates.
Right, Stephen A. God bless you.
I appreciate that though. I don't know if I can get down with the dude.
But they did get on his case for the shots in overtime.
But he did. That's their team.
Not 8 out of 10, though, James. That's a lot.
Man.
That's being a ball
no
hog.
No one else could do. Dante DiVincenzo couldn't hit the net,
you know
man.
What it, you know
he
what it is?
Air ball.
James, you know what it is? Jalen Brunson did not trust his teammates.
No, he did not.
Dissension has reigned in that locker room. Let's go to the phones. All right, we also have some great stuff from Conor.
Maybe.
Like, I'm trying, guys. I might be grasping
and
at straws, but I'm trying.
If that seed has been planted, we can pray it into growth. Like, it's got to hurry up and grow, too. Yeah.
John, this has to be excruciating for Jay Wright, by the way, because he's got love for the Sixers and he's got love
true.
For his Villanova players.
Right,
this has to be really tough for him. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll get to the Conklin stuff shortly, plus Howard asking in about 10 minutes. Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, French. How are you?
Doing well, Ken.
Hey, Joe, just a little knowledge for you. Whenever you use your bidet, think pony, because that's what the word means in French, and it's because you're straddling it like a pony.
Okay.
So I hope I didn't just put an image in people's brains that it's going to take the rest of the day to get out of there. But
bidet means pony?
Yes.
Wow, I had no idea. That's really interesting.
Sounds like a Richie fact of the day right there.
Yeah, yes. No idea. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. First of all, the Phillies, this is the month. May is the month, right? The last 2 years, May has been the month where any hope of winning the division died with 10 wins in the month of May each year. So like we've said before, you can't win a division in May, but you can certainly lose it. So if they have a May that even remotely resembles what they did in April, we're in for an awfully fun summer, my friends. So let's
imagine when Schwarber gets hot like he does in June.
Hey,
you know, this team, where is it going to go then?
Well, listen, it's been a great – you know what the irony is? I said around, and I'll just make up a date, it was around April 10th. I was like, all right, this has officially – been a bad start by the Phillies. And then they won like almost every game for the next 20 days. So I guess it's officially a good start by the Phillies.
Oh, it is no doubt officially a good start.
It's all a matter of where does the start start? Where does
right,
the start end?
That's right, yeah.
At least you weren't like Giolio, who gave up on the division after five games. And, you know, Castellanos looks like he's starting – like he really crushed two balls yesterday. He just got bad luck. They drifted.
Just foul. Just foul.
Yep. This thing is really like a machine. Sixers tonight, I would like to be excited. I can't be, right? This is what they do to us every year. The worst case scenario before game five was the Sixers win. And so to give us this hope that this can happen.
Well, that has happened before. Yeah, listen, we'll
like
see.
All the time.
I know. Ken, give me an answer for a fictional rivalry.
Well, it's been around for over 100 years. They've made many movies about it, and it goes all the way back to Sherlock Holmes and Professor Moriarty.
Wow, okay, to the Sherlock Holmes world. All right, let's go from the Sherlock Holmes world to the Joe Conklin world. You know, Conklin, not one, but two today. And so here's the deal. There's a couple different storylines as it relates to tonight's game. One, obviously, John, is going to be, let's call it either a mini invasion or slightly more than mini invasion of Knicks. Like the other day was a massive invasion. All right, now the invasion is going to be tempered a bit, and thankfully because Josh Harris and the ownership group stepped up buying 2,000 seats. And again, credit to Seltzer and Elliott, who I think maybe spurred that with comments here on WIP. I really believe that. But the reality is, it's not like we should be naive and think just because the Sixers are handing out 2,000 tickets to Sixers fans, it doesn't mean there won't be some Knicks people there. There will be a lot. You may remember last week we had a song Conklin put together, you know, our house, right, related to the Sixers. The script has been flipped this week. A mini version of the great song Our House. But unfortunately, the Knicks could invade. But let's take some shots at them in the process.
Traveling south with all our peeps. Coming from New York, we're all a bunch of creeps. We're profane, we got no class. Obnoxious and dirty, plus we smell like ass. Our house, he paid money for your seats.
Our house,
yes, we're even in the suites.
Our house,
people you don't wanna meet.
Our house,
you can read our vulgar tweets.
Yeah, that's outstanding work.
That was phenomenal. That was great.
That's really good. All right. I mean, obviously, I don't have to repeat the line. It was the ultimate line in there.
Yeah, that's a line.
All right. That was a line. That was a comedian's line. Phenomenal work by Conklin. Look, the Knicks creeps, they're going to be pretty abundant tonight. I mean, you know, it might be a little bit less than the last game, but they're going to be all over the place. So, all right, you got that reality. You also have, and I think this is the biggest factor for tonight. I mean, I think it's always the biggest factor for the Sixers in the playoffs. You have the Joel thing. We know he's been all over the place. He's had some great, he's had some bad, he's had some medium. I mean, the ailments are incredible. And, John, he gets down sometimes on himself. And sometimes he needs to be lifted up. Lifted up! Listen, he is the main, he's got to be the, I shouldn't say he has to be the main dude. I want him to be the main dude. Because if he's the main dude, no one in this series will be better. Like, you can make a case Maxey and Brunson can offset each other. But if Joel can do Joel things, nobody, and
there's
I mean,
nothing that equates there's nothing they to can Joel.
Do. Nothing.
When Joel is right.
Let's lift up Joel Embiid.
Let's go, Joel. You can do this.
Oh, Maxey's your guy now. I was inconsistent last game.
Ah, come on. You came up big in overtime. You played D. You helped your team win.
How do you feel, kid?
I feel good. I got Bell's palsy, one leg, half a face, blurred vision, a migraine, and a little bit of leprosy, but I feel good.
You're gonna mitalize him.
But I'm blind in one eye. Caught me, Mick.
Well, you still got the other eye.
And that
That's the eye of the tiger.
Come on, half my face is paralyzed.
You can beat this team with half a face.
It's load management. I hope the other half of my face is playing tonight. Nick fans are gonna boo me at home. They're yelling, F Embiid.
F them, Joel. Outside agitators.
Yeah, and Josh Harris is trying to do something about that. Hey, come on. Drago hit me in the face 37 straight times and I won the fight. Clubber Lang pounded me.
I'm trying, but it would help if our owner didn't put our tickets on a site where Knicks fans could buy them all up.
Hey, yo, hold on a minute. I know that stinks, but I had to go to Siberia to train. I fought Drago in front of thousands of Soviets. You play inspired basketball, and you're gonna turn that crowd around like I did. You won game 5 in New York.
You know what? You're right. I didn't hear no bell.
Last bell you heard was Bell's palsy.
Come on, even Barkley believes in you.
Make us proud, Joel. The torch has been passed to you. This went from Wilt and Billy C to Doc and Moses to me and Iverson. Now it's your turn, man. Let's go.
It's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I know. That's why I told you after game 2, we're going to win this series.
Get up, Joel.
Charles is right, too. If Maxi can score 7 points in 20 seconds, if Tobias can get a rebound and make 2 foul shots, then we all can do it. Even I can catch my breath so we can be winners.
What are we waiting for?
F New York, let's go!
Absolutely. Phenomenal work. Awesome. By the incomparable Joe Conklin. Look, I am really, really, really freaking fired up for this game. I mean, this is a big one. We've been waiting a long time. This is just to try to get to game 7 of the first round. Uh-huh. But a great job by Conklin, who obviously has for years leaned into the Rocky and Mickey thing.
Oh, so good.
It was so good.
It's really good.
Did he sprinkle leprosy in there?
His Mick is exactly
it's
like
tremendous.
Mick.
Look,
it's phenomenal.
Thank you to Conklin. Make sure you see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Jersey Shore this summer, happening on Saturday, June 29th, Wildwood Catholic Academy in North Wildwood, New Jersey. Also, Saturday, July 13th at the Ocean City Music Pier in Ocean City, New Jersey. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com.
You can also see Conklin's Comedy Night at the 360 Lounge inside Parks Casino every other Thursday night. Come out tonight and see Tara Conestrasi and Earl David Reed. Tickets are only $20 and include a free drink. Go to joeconklin.com.
And I'll say this also, obviously credit to Conklin for sure for his creative brilliance, which is obvious. But also, I want to give a shout-out to Joe Wechter, who played a big part. Yeah, you know, we were kind of... John, once Josh Harris bought the tickets, we had to kind of change some stuff. Like, all of a sudden, Josh Harris bought tickets. And we had to make all sorts of changes.
I'll bet. It was a different bit before.
Wechter woke up from a nap. He's like, Joe, I think we got to change some stuff. I'm like, you're right. All right. So anyway, thank you to Wechter. Thank you to Conklin. Just tremendous work by our team.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.